So should we be just growing old gracefully? Or is it okay if you've got the money and you want to do it? Is it okay to do all this and embrace the fact that medical technology can give you a younger face? 0845 300 8181 or text 81333 and start with the letters HW. Let's go and speak to someone on the phone now who knows about this because, well, it's one of the things that he does. Jonathan Staniano. Am I saying that right, Jonathan?
It's Staniano. But
Staniano. Yeah. Sorry, I do apologise. That's a very exotic name, Jonathan Staniano. You're a plastic surgeon from Worcestershire. Are you seeing a lot of people coming in for these beautifying procedures?
Well, as a cosmetic surgeon, all of my work is trying to improve appearance and restore appearance. So that's what I do, and that's what I've always done, and that's...
But there's one thing, yeah, absolutely, of course. But there's one thing for doing it for someone who, say, has been burned or injured or so, they've had something happen. But it's different, isn't it? Doing it just because someone, well, doesn't want to look old.
In my work, I don't particularly see the distinction. What I do is I try and restore or enhance features that people are concerned about. And that's really what I'm looking for. When I see a patient, I'm looking for the patient to tell me exactly what the features are they're concerned about. If someone comes in and says, "I'm looking old, can you help me?" then that's very difficult. And a lot of my work is trying to manage the expectations of patients. And I think this is what this comes down to. I think people often think, "Oh, I'll go to the surgeon because I'll look better and I'll be more attractive to people and I'll just look." And that's not what I do. I don't just make people not look old or, you know, improve your quality of life. It might be a byproduct of what I do, but what I do is specifically focused at a problem, and that's what I'm looking for.
So say you've got a big nose, okay, and you don't like your big nose. If you have a small nose suddenly, because they've been to visit you, say, Jonathan, will your life be different?
Well, this is where it comes down to patient selection and the consultation. And there's two aspects. First of all, you've got to look at the absolute anatomical aspect of that patient and see if it's possible to improve that with surgery. And sometimes you'll get people who absolutely within normal limits and look fine. And you say, "Well, actually, I think you look fine. I think there's a risk that I could make things worse and I wouldn't have surgery." Now, there are other people who have got a function or a physical problem, like, for instance, a big nose. And then you've got to look at what their expectations are. So... And that's when you've got to look to see if their expectations are unrealistic, if they're going through a problem within their life and they think that this feature will make them feel better about that part of their life. Then alarm bells ring. You think, "Well, hold on a minute, that's separate. All this is going to do is to going to improve the shape of your nose." So that's where it comes down to the consultation and to counselling and to patient selection. Because the answer often in those cases is no. You're not going to be happy because you weren't unhappy because of your big nose. You thought you were unhappy because of that, but you weren't. You were unhappy for other reasons. And that's part of the job, to look for those signs.
So are you surprised by these figures for a start as well? I mean, this is the passenger survey, for international passenger survey. 70,000 people from the UK going abroad for medical tourism. Does that surprise you?
It does surprise me. And I say it surprises me. I mean, we know it happens. It does. It upsets me a bit. I mean, I think I can see why people do it, and people do it because on the face of it, if you look at it on the face of it, you think, "Oh, great, I get a holiday, it's cheaper." And I think this is one of the problems with plastic surgery. Plastic surgery is a medical subspecialty. It's, you know, we're trained the same as an orthopedic surgeon, the ENT surgeon, all the other, and I see it as, I'm a doctor, and I perform medical procedures. The problem is... the public see it differently. The public see plastic surgery as something which is like going to the hairdresser or, you know, something that's not quite as invasive.
But Jonathan, that's massively worrying, isn't it?
If
as a society we have got to the point where you see a procedure that involves cutting you open and pulling, tucking, implanting stuff as something like that you would do maybe in your lunchtime, then we've got a massive problem, haven't we?
We've got a massive problem. And And this is, and it's all about the public perception. They go abroad, and they think this is a great idea to go abroad. But I always say to people, when people talk to me about this, and I always say, look, absolutely fine if you'd like. But the problem is, what if you have a problem? And there's two types of problem. There's one problem, which is a bad problem that you might need to go back to hospital or what have you. But a lot of times, that's not the case. And it's very rare to have those problems, fortunately, for this sort of surgery. But what if the scar's not quite right? What if you're not quite happy with something? There's a bit of a bulge here or there. You know, the fact that you've got to go all the way back to wherever it is, overseas, and see someone or see a nurse in this country or whatever, you know, you need to have surgery locally. There's so many good surgeons, good practitioners locally that are doing the procedures. The problem is that people are driven by price. And it's cheaper abroad because they don't have the indemnity, they don't have the insurance fees that we have. And so it's cheaper abroad. So if it all goes well, you're absolutely fine. But you always hear stories of people where it doesn't go well. And I just think it's just about public education that this is actually a medical procedure. And you know, you mustn't be driven by price. I understand that it's an aspect of it, but it mustn't be the driver.
Are you seeing a lot of young girls who there's nothing really essentially wrong with how they are coming and wanting breast implants, for example? Are you seeing more of that in the last few years?
No, I don't think the bulk of my practice, I specialize in breast, and the bulk of my practice is people who have a problem with their breast, too big, too small, and it's always been the case, or they've had children or lost weight and they've lost volume and shape in their breast and they want to be restored. And they want to be restored to normality, to something that's in keeping with their frame. And that is the vast majority of my work. Someone who just wants to be restored to a shape and a size that's in keeping and comfortable with their frame. And that is the vast... I think the public think that my work is full of people who want huge breasts, who are actually fine before you start and they've got no problems. And I've got to say, it's the minority of patients. So I don't see a huge amount of people with unrealistic goals and unrealistic expectations. The vast majority are just normal working people who've just... unhappy with the shape or the size and just want it restored to normal.
There might be people listening now, Jonathan, to what you're saying, because you're saying, you know, like, breasts are too big, breasts are too small, this nose is a bit wrong, this is the... Who will just be thinking, what the hell is wrong with these people? It's clearly a brilliant professional man like yourself who can do amazing things, you can perform surgery. Why are you wasting your time on these people? Why don't you do something that is, say, more useful, like heart surgery or saving people's lives, Jonathan? Well, how would you answer
Absolutely. I see that and I hear that all the time. And, you know, I went through medical training. I didn't always want to do plastic surgery. I went through medical training. I did bowel surgery. I've done all different types of surgery. And the way I look at it is, I think if you look at the NHS and you look at doctors, what we're trying to do is we're trying to improve quality of life. And that's whether you're doing bowel surgery, whether you're doing eye surgery, whether you're doing orthopedics, fixing bones, hips, you're trying to improve people's quality of life. And the problem is with plastic surgery, people have this perception that it's not needed. Now, a lot of surgery isn't necessarily needed. You know, a lot of surgery, you could actually live and have the problem, but we're just trying to improve quality of life. And plastic surgery can immensely improve quality of life. It is the perception of these people who don't need surgery, who come in with huge breasts that want them even bigger, just isn't the case. And the case is, the fact of the matter is, people are very unhappy, and it improves quality of life hugely, and it's an extremely satisfying job. The reality of it is different to what the public perception is. And what I'm all about is trying to improve quality of life, and that's why I think it is useful what I do every day in getting up in the morning.
Jonathan, it's great to speak to you. You've been very useful to us. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Have a good day. There we go. So, Jonathan, our cosmetic surgeon, this is it's useful what he's doing. It's valuable. He's improving people's quality of life. Now, what do you think of that? If you've got slightly big boobs or they're not quite the shape you want, do you think it's right that people should be able to go and get them done, or should you just live with it and stop being so vain? And as for the whole kind of aging thing, this is what this is all about, isn't it? It's just, as you get older, your boobs sag and everything looks different, doesn't it? And your face goes a bit wrinkly and a bit craggy and things start falling apart. That's just the way it is. That's the way it always was. So why should we now be mucking about with nature? 0845 300 8181. Why are we so scared of getting old? Why are we so obsessed with looks? Aren't we just all a bit vain now? What do you reckon? 81333. Start your text with the letters HW. Lots of calls coming in on this. We'll talk to some more people in a minute. BBC Hereford and Worcester. Morning.